With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. It is Thursday. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
All bundled up.
It's cold.
It is cold here in our podcast studio. Slow Joe's here, of course.
Hello.
We'll talk a little bit after, but why don't you take a listen to the Share Your Salary we had on today. Local truck driver Tori, and then we'll chat after.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that document control specialist Catherine makes $41,000 a year. All right, on the phone this morning is Tori, who lives in Centralia. Good morning, Tori. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing great. And thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary. It's because of people like you that call in and volunteer this information that this segment continues to live on. And quite honestly, it's award-winning. We can say that now. It's an award-winning segment. But that's all because of you, Tori. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So Tori is a local truck driver. So we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We've had truck drivers on before, but it's always different. We'll ask you as many questions as we can, Tori. When we're done, we will play a song and gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. That's how it works. Does it sound good, Tori?
Yes, it does.
All right, Emily, if you're ready, begin.
What are you hauling?
Cans, empty cans.
Have you ever been in an accident, Lori?
No.
Are you part of the union?
No.
Does your truck have a dolly on it?
A dolly, no.
Do you ever work overtime?
All the time.
Who makes the comfiest seat cushion?
Kenworth.
How long have you been doing this?
For 7 years.
How often do you have to replace your seat cushion?
Not very often.
Do you always drive the same truck?
Yes, I do.
What is your caffeine of choice?
Coffee.
Do you drive alone or someone ride with you?
I do it alone.
Where is your favorite truck stop?
Pilot in Centralia.
Do you get to drive the truck or park the truck at your house?
No, I don't.
What is your favorite on the go, eat on the road food?
Hot dogs.
I'm sorry, Emily. We are out of time. Tori and Centralia, great job with the questions. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, we look to you. I know I do every single day. So text in your guess right now to 46150. How much do you think Tori and Centralia makes every day as a local truck driver? We're going to find out in 3 minutes when she shares her salary. Coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, on the phone with us right now at this very moment here in the present, Tori in Centralia. She's a local truck driver. Emily, what else did we just learn about Tori?
So she is driving empty cans. She's not a part of a union, but she works a lot of overtime. She has no dolly on her truck between the two big trucks, whatever. She's been doing this 7 years.
The truck and the trailer.
Yeah.
And then the other trailer.
Her go-to caffeine is coffee.
All right, Emily, you were the winner the last time we played. You are up. Your name is Emily, right?
Sorry.
You find Emily, the one that works here, send her on in. We're doing a show.
Because she is not a part of a union and it's short haul, I'm going to go 52.
All right, I'm going to go with a text. Taylor in Stanwood, thank you for taking the time to text in. She was right there with you at 50, and I didn't know any better, so 50 sounds right to me. Oh. Taylor, thank you for checking in. Apparently, that was Slow Joe's guess as well.
You know, I don't even know why I bother anymore.
Oh, you won one recently.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Okay. I remember saying, right. Slow Joe, you go first. I mean, it felt weird coming out of my mouth,
right?
But I did say it.
Okay, I'm going to go 57.
All right, let's hope she's making a lot of money so Slow Joe can have the win. Oh, it was a little pity party over here. All right, Tori, it is time for you to end the guesswork. Time to share your salary with the entire Pacific Northwest. How much money do you make every year as a local truck driver, Tori?
My base pay is about $43,600. With my overtime, I make $60,000, $65,000.
I say we give it to Slow Joe. Yeah, with overtime definitely counts. Slow Joe, congratulations. Yeah. You can stop crying now.
Thank you.
You're in.
Yes.
He needed it.
Yes.
And Tori, do you enjoy what you do?
I do, very much, yes.
Well, what's the best part about that, about being a truck driver?
The worst part is traffic.
But yeah.
Freedom is, you know, I'm by myself. I get to listen to music whenever I want, you know. I love it.
Well, you know, they say that people who listen to music while they work are far more productive than those that don't. And you have a free reign of a radio and the Wolf and country music. I mean, you are living high on the perch.
That's right.
Woo.
And nobody there to tell me to turn it off.
Yes. Yeah. Silence is the best co-pilot. All right, Tori, we love you. Thanks for being a part of Share Your Salary in the Morning Wolfpack. Have a great day. And be careful out there, all right?
You too, definitely. Thank you.
Can I be totally honest with you guys?
Sure.
Whenever we're ever doing Share Your Salary, and sometimes I usually always try to imagine myself doing the job of whoever it is that we have on.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's kind of hard to imagine what it is they actually do from hour to hour because they have an office job or a 9-to-5. But when you know it's like a chimney sweep we have on tomorrow or a truck driver, you know what they do.
Right.
And I think even though our truck drivers all seem really super happy and they make good money, to me, this is just me personally, my own opinion, that to me would be the worst job in the world. That is my nightmare job, is sitting on my butt all day fighting traffic.
Oh, yeah.
That's the job I would hate. You couldn't pay me enough money to be a truck driver.
If I wanted to torture you, if I ran Guantanamo Bay and Matt McAllister got brought in as a terrorist,
yeah,
I would strap you in the seat of a car and drive you around.
Oh, the terrorizer.
I think short haul would be worse. Like, to me, if you get on the interstate and just can go, like, you could listen to music, you could listen to books on tape, you got the little cubby with the sleeper in the back.
Nope,
like,
nope,
I could do long,
nope.
But it's not even that. Like, on the road, traffic is fine. It's the narrow, like, if you're delivering in the city, or, like, I've seen so many trucks get stuck and, like, wedged. It's maneuvering that big old truck that would scare me.
It's all the same. There's no difference between long haul and short haul. It's just sitting, driving in traffic and this and... I find road trips just as miserable as maneuvering around the city, to be honest. I mean, I can see your point, Emily. I definitely know where you're going on that. But it's just, it's to me, I don't know why. I just feel like I'm wasting time.
Yeah,
maybe, like, if somebody was paying me, it'd be different, but I don't think so.
I hate driving, but to me, it's like, I would choose that over maybe some of the others that we've had. It's not my dream job by any means.
Let's go around the horn then, because I'm curious. For me, the worst job ever is a truck driver, and no disrespect to anybody that drives truck or drives for a living, because a lot of people do. It's just for me personally, that's not good. Emily, what would be yours?
Oh, geez.
Don't know.
I don't.
You've been a waitress. You didn't mind that.
I mean, I'll tell you exactly what it is. And he said he made a lot of money, but it's the timeshare salesman.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I can do waitressing in the sense of I'm not cold calling, cold selling. Like, timeshare, anything with cold calling or cold, and then you have to weasel and manipulate and try to get people to buy these things you know they don't want. Like, I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I would have anxiety every single day trying to talk people into stuff I know either they can't afford or don't want or are gonna regret. Like, no. Like, maybe 2% of the people actually use their timeshare and enjoy it. But the rest, I feel like they've just gotten swindled.
It's like a boat.
Yeah.
So, is it sales in general or, more to the point, timeshare sales?
Sales in general, if I had to cold call. Like, even our people.
I know, our sales people have it hard.
I couldn't cold call.
Yeah.
But the timeshare is the added, like, factor to it that I would just have so much anxiety.
It makes you realize how lucky we really are and how great our jobs really are. Slow Joe, is there one for you? Your nightmare job?
It's probably in the same vein, like a call center.
Oh yeah,
sales,
you hate, you like get super anxiety about making phone calls in general. Imagine if you had to call somebody and ask them.
I don't have a problem making calls or talking. In fact, I whatever job that I have to do, like, I need some sort of, like, socialization. That's because a lot of it comes from work. That's just, like, where I talk to people. So I need to be able to talk to people, but not trying to sell them stuff.
Yeah,
and certainly not calling them.
Okay.
So yeah, I think, and we've had the call center people on before. And I used to live in a place. It was right next to a call center, and these people were miserable.
Yeah,
and it was just like it was just this job. It was just a placeholder job between jobs. You know,
I would think you'd really have to motivate yourself. Like, you know, in The Wolf of Wall Street, when he gets a job and he's doing, like, penny stocks.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But he figures out a way to make, like, millions doing penny stocks, and then he becomes, like, eventually a coke addicted, crazy drug addict, but right. millionaire. Well, like you'd have to like redefine the rules.
And a criminal too. Like you have to be swindling people.
What's funny though is that the selling people is the worst, but to me the Xfinity inbound where people are calling you saying I want to buy, that's the best.
Yeah, easy cheesy.
Like I could upsell you all day, just don't make me sell you in general.
Okay, dream job.
Ooh.
Nothing.
And I don't know if we have nothing. That is so inspiring, Emily.
Like live on an island?
Your dream job is not to work? I mean, quite honestly, you have your dream job. My this dream, is close to it as you're going
to
get.
It really is. My dream job would be probably to not work and to, or not have to work for money. Like I would be a little kids, like mom and tot gymnastics teacher. Like the beginners, the little toddlers rolling around. That would be so much fun to me, but there's no money in it.
Yeah. You know, you could do that. I mean, you still have time every day in the afternoon. You could actually have a like a volunteer part-time coaching job.
Yeah, maybe I'll
you know, you
that.
Totally could do that. Trust me. What you got time, nap, Emily.
Bro.
Yeah. When'd you get a nap for 3 hours every day? Slow Joe?
So,
video games.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people in the video game industry, and it is brutal. Like, that's sweatshop, like, you know, labor. So that's definitely not where I'd go. But I did watch, I've been watching this documentary on Disney Plus, of course. It's about the Imagineers, basically these innovative engineers that built Disneyland and Disney World and, like, create all this crazy stuff.
So these
stuff.
Aren't the Pixar people, like, drawing
No, no,
movies.
These aren't the animators. Although some of them did come from the animation studios to these studios. They basically get like carte blanche and an unlimited budget to do whatever they want, whatever they can come up with and dream it up and make it and stuff like that. Like I would be all about that. Just sit in a room with a bunch of crazy like nut jobs that just like have weird ideas and a bunch of equipment to make them.
Hallucinogenic drugs were encouraged.
Absolutely. 100%.
You see some of these advertising campaigns, like remember the 7-Up one where the dot like came off the can and bouncing
spot.
Around? Yeah, like that was conceived on acid.
Or the Taco Bell one where they went to like an Alice in Wonderland type party. Do you guys remember that
one?
I don't remember that one, but I get it.
Well, that would fall more into the realm of advertising, which would be pretty cool, too.
But that's still, you had creative. To be on acid. What about you, Matt? Your dream job?
I think my dream job might end up also becoming my worst nightmare, where I've always dreamed about owning a bike shop.
Yeah.
Because I just love all that stuff, and I love to be around it, and I love to... But I've worked at a bike shop, and it's like the romanticized idea of it is very different than working nights and weekends and never getting to take a vacation because you own your own business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's guys like Lance Armstrong that own a bike shop in Austin, Texas called Mellow Johnny's.
Right.
He ain't ever there.
Well, so you want to be rich enough to own it and stop in and work
it. I
want to
hang out. Yeah. Like, I want to be there, but I don't want to be like changing inner tubes for 8-year-olds.
Well, that's the same thing. It was with like, Walt Disney was the same way with this Imagineering studio. He's basically, they're like, you know, Walt, you should have an office here. He's like, oh, hell no. I come here when I want to play.
I
own this, but like, I just, when if I'm here, I'm just having fun and then I leave, you know?
And I think whenever you fall into that realm of owning your own business, there's a lot of your own insurance and employees and but I mean I guess for me that's the only thing I'm really passionate about other than radio.
In Fantasyland we don't forego all the paperwork.
I'd love to have like Matt's bike wheel shop and coffee and bike shops now, man, they've evolved into like experiences. Yeah. Like the shop that I go to, it has a bike shop, it has a mechanics, but it has a full gym. Yeah. They do all these exercise classes. There's a coffee part, like a component to it, and a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's badass. Like you just want to hang out there all day.
Is there beer there too?
Yeah, of course. It's like a brewery.
Are they doing cycling specific classes or just
they do this stuff, that red cord stuff and stretching and yoga, and they have like it's like an exercise gym and they have instructors. So the whole, I mean, it's a really cool space. Yeah. You know, they built it out and honestly, like, I just love all that stuff. I just want to be around it. It's kind of like you in gymnastics. Mm-hmm. Like, you just want to be around other people that like what you like.
Totally. Yeah.
Like-minded people. Those would be the dream jobs. All right, we mentioned it tomorrow. We have got the chimney sweep / roof cleaner /
pressure
washer.
Yes.
Speaking of dream jobs, if you could just pressure wash and like...
I think that would be fun for about a week.
Warm weather.
You'd be like, okay, I'm over it.
I don't know.
Warm weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's cold, it's not worth it, but... Yeah.
Pressure washer
and I think they're
Miami.
High in demand in wintertime.
Pimple popper.
But anyway, he'll be on tomorrow. Also, Free Advice Friday. And I've got a big announcement that I have not shared with either one of you. And even on the schedule, I'm not going to put down what it is. I'm just going to write Matt's big announcement.
Huh.
I have a big announcement tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 7:20 a.m. Right in there in prime time. Going for it.
It better be big.
It is big.
Oh, man.
It literally is really big.
And you're really
not
going to
tell
us?
And you will laugh about that tomorrow when you find out what the story is. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you.
All right, I just got
to have some surprises.
Bought a huge inflatable bouncy house.
Ooh, no, I wouldn't be very excited
about
that.
Yeah, he would not be excited about that.
No.
So you are excited about this big announcement.
Totally.
Okay,
it's cool. And, you know, you guys know me and you know my storylines, and this is something that we have discussed before.
Will it affect us in any way?
Nope.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm just making sure you're not going to quit on air or something.
No,
I
would not.
That'd be a terrible way to find out.
No, that would be like an email. Yeah. Like, Matt's decided to pursue. No, that is good. No, this is, it's really, really good. And I think you guys will be happy for me as well.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
There you go. I can't wait.
All right, good. Tomorrow morning, listen, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.